From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is set to draw a line in the oily sands of the Gulf Coast for BP. The White House says he will challenge the company in a speech from the Oval Office this evening to do more to halt the massive spill in the Gulf and to clean up oil that's gushing from the wellhead. The president wraps up his latest trip to the Gulf Coast this morning, and he's trying to reassure people affected by the spill that the region will recover.
In the end, I am confident that we're going to be able to leave the Gulf Coast in better shape than it was before.
But many Gulf Coast residents are skeptical, including Mike Helmer, who works as a fishing guide in Louisiana.
This is our lives. I mean, it's marsh. This is why we live here. There's no place like this in the world.
Well, Helmer says neither the government nor BP can completely protect the fragile ecosystem of the Gulf Coast.
I'm just praying that it doesn't advance any farther and damage any more islands and wildlife that it already has.
Some key lawmakers are demanding that BP set up a special fund for damages caused by the oil spill. NPR's David Wellner reports some top oil industry executives will face tough questioning at a hearing on Capitol Hill today.
In a letter to BP CEO Tony Hayward, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he and other Senate Democrats demanded that BP deposit $20 billion in an independently administered escrow account.
We told Mr. Hayward we're committed to ensuring BP is held fully responsible, and we refuse to ask taxpayers to bail out one of the richest companies in the whole world.
Today, the heads of the five biggest oil companies operating in the U.S. appear before another House panel. The head of ExxonMobil is expected to testify there that BP departed dramatically from industry norms in drilling the blown-out well. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
A new NPR public opinion survey shows that Democrats face a very challenging political landscape this fall. NPR's Mara Liasson reports the survey indicates it will be difficult for Democrats to avoid big losses in the House in November.
Democrat Stan Greenberg and Republican Glenn Bolger polled likely voters in 70 House districts. These battleground seats, 60 held by Democrats and 10 by Republicans, represent one-sixth of the House and are considered the most likely to oust incumbents this fall. Most of the seats with Democratic incumbents in our battleground were won by John McCain in 2008, while those with GOP incumbents went for Barack Obama. The president's approval ratings are much lower in these competitive districts than they are nationally. 54% of our battleground voters disapprove of the president's performance, 40% approve. And likely voters in these districts now prefer the Republican congressional candidate over the Democrat by 49% to 41. The complete poll results are at NPR.org. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
At least 52 people are dead in India. They were aboard a crowded boat that capsized in the Ganges River. This is NPR News. The United Nations Security Council is calling for a halt to the ethnic violence in Kyrgyzstan. Tens of thousands of minority Uzbeks have fled to border areas. Both the United States and Russia have military bases in the Central Asian nation. State-controlled media in Iran say Iranian relief ships are headed toward the Gaza Strip. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the vessels are intent on challenging the Israeli blockade of Gaza.
There were no details of whether or how the Iranian ships would approach Gaza. In the past, Iran has sent aid via Egypt. Iranian officials also denied earlier reports that the Revolutionary Guard might provide a military escort for aid ships. The announcement came as EU foreign ministers agreed on a plan for a new round of European sanctions against Tehran, restrictions that could go well beyond the sanctions recently approved by the United Nations. Iran called the European sanctions plan illogical and wrong. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
The head of soccer's governing body is defending the right of fans in South Africa to blow their vuvuzelas, the long plastic horns that are squawking incessantly during World Cup soccer games. In a Twitter message, he writes, "Would you want to see a ban on fan traditions in your country?" Well, the sound of one or two toots on a vuvuzela may be cute, but put tens of thousands of them in a stadium and they create an unrelenting din. If you're watching on TV, you can turn the sound down, but the noise is so loud for fans in the stadium that a recent Swiss study shows they could suffer permanent hearing loss unless they wear earplugs. The vuvuzela has been measured at 127 decibels. That's louder than a chainsaw. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.